And welcome back to Sapphic Survival Guide, where we are happy to be queer to answer your questions. I'm Gina.
And I'm Cheyenne.
And class is now in session. We watched a show called I Kissed a Girl, and we're going to talk about it today. The show is on BBC. I believe it's a British show. And so it's not like the easiest to access, we'll be honest. But oh my God, is it worth watching? It was so good. I really liked it. It's basically a sapphic Love Island. And Cheyenne and I both watched it. Oh, way shorter than Love Island. It was 10 episodes. And I would like to cordially thank Cheyenne for making us watch this to review on the podcast because it was really an incredible piece of television.
Yeah.
I loved it.
It was really, my biggest complaint is I wish we got more. Like, I wish it was like the full like Love Island package. And I get that like not a lot of shows don't have the budget to do that and like to do it well.
Yeah.
But
and that it, long, yeah. like
it could have been
to have
so
a
good
villa
though.
Or
I feel like it
masseria
would have been
or whatever.
So much drama.
Yeah, it's really a good concept. Like, so the concept of the show, aside from just it being like a bunch of people who are dating in a villa, is like you walk in and they've kind of partnered everybody up with someone who does fit how they describe their typical type, which is a very big thing in Love Island, like your type on paper or whatever. And so they match these people up, and without even speaking to each other, the first thing they have to do is kiss, and then whatever, they just like go from there. And like, what an amazing concept. And I don't know, it's icebreaker when you're there to date anyway, and you can like, I don't know, it's clearly like everyone's there consenting, like it's fine. Fucking genius. I love it.
I love it, but I don't. I would be so scary. It would be so nervous.
No, I would. No. That's like exactly something I would want to do.
I know you would. I mean, I would.
That wouldn't
I mean,
be nerve-wracking to me at all.
Drinks first. If I had like a couple drinks in me, yeah. But no drinks and like cameras on me, I would probably want to turn around and run, but I would make myself do it, I think. And I love that it was in like Italian countryside. Like that felt gayer to me than like being in like a tropical villa. Like I was like, this little house is so cute. And I don't know. It just it was giving cottagecore vibes, like aesthetic
For sure. I was
wise.
Just thinking that.
Yeah. What did you think of the host? It was hosted by Danny Minogue, Kylie Minogue's sister.
Yeah, Danny Minogue. I don't like feel like I know much about her the way that everybody else seemed to, but I think that was a big deal. I just like don't really know the Minogue lore. So like I don't know much.
I don't know anything about
outside
her.
Of, like,
so
Panam
I was
Panam.
Just like, I get it. Like she's there. Like, and I feel like they have to make a big deal every time the host comes in, like as part of those shows. But I was just like, I don't know who this is. Like I wish it was someone I cared about more.
If they're going to make a big deal about her, though, she at least showed up looking like red carpet ready every single time she showed up on screen, even when the rest of them were just in like bathing suits and like jean shorts and like she's in a full
Oh, no,
gown.
I didn't like that. I did not like that because like on
I kind of lived for it. It was
Island,
campy as
they
fuck.
Like they'll be like, okay, go get ready. And then they'll do like their events and like they'll have their full beat, like their little outfits on. She like showed up and people were just like in sweatpants. Like I would be pissed if she showed up like that. And I was like, you couldn't have given me like a heads up. Like that kind of felt like took me out of the show a little bit. But it was like funny. Like it was different. I'll give that to them. But I'm like, I don't know if they just didn't have enough time in the day and in the amount of filming they had to let them go get ready every time. But yeah, that was definitely something I noticed. Like she was in like gowns and they're like in like shorts and t-shirts and slippers.
I see what you're saying. They could have given them like, hey, Danny's here, everybody go get changed for this challenge. Maybe they did though, and that's just what everybody decided to wear that
maybe.
Day. Or maybe they were just like, we're not gonna change for this. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. And then, okay, what do you think about the housekeeper thing? I feel like they didn't have the budget to have Danny come in every time and, like, say, like, okay, you have a challenge or a new person is here. So they, like, had another person there that came in and did that. Because I was like, why? Like, I thought
It
maybe
was really random.
The hot housekeeper was going to join the house at some point. They didn't. Like, I don't know. But I was like, they just didn't have the budget to get Danny every day.
Well, then,
it
like,
was
why
weird.
not invoke one of the text things that they do on Love Island or something? I don't know if that's like trademarked or somehow. Or, like, I don't know. I think there could have been like a message board. I think there was another way to do that because, that felt like random and like didn't make sense.
Yeah, I was just like, why? And I wish like the host, like, I don't know if Dani identifies as like queer or anything. She didn't, I don't think she said anything about that, but
It
I wish
wasn't
they were
explicitly
queer.
mentioned.
Yeah, it would be so funny if it was like, if it was like Cara Delevingne or
Oh
someone
my
like
God.
JoJo
No, don't put that in the universe. I don't,
Siwa.
that
No,
I don't want. I don't want
I'm
that.
sorry. Okay. Also, I have to say, my lesbian cat loved it. She was like literally watching it, and she doesn't really watch the TV, but she was watching it. And I was like, you like this because you're gay. And we were talking about it downstairs before I came up to record, and she like perked up and was listening. And I was like, do you have anything to say, Pickles? Do you have anything to contribute? So
Love.
that was great. But anyways, I want to know who your favorites were and or least favorites if you want to share that.
Okay, so my initial thoughts when everything started was I was like, obviously, I think most of the mask people are hot. But I was like, Georgia, hell yeah. Nay, yes, please. Leisha, even 100%. But then Fiorenza, at first, I was like, no. At first, Fiorenza was giving LA twink to me, and I was like, I can't. This is like cringe, chuggy. I don't know. And so I wasn't like, I ended up changing my mind about them by the end of the episode. But they didn't make a good first impression with me, I guess. I wasn't into any of the girls who weren't like mask presenting, except for Meg, who I feel like isn't femme or
Meg.
mask. The
Who is
fire breather.
Meg? Oh,
Fire
I feel
breather.
like she's pretty femme, but like then like sometimes she'll like wear a hat.
It's like, what makes you think she's femme? Because I feel like the only reason you say this is because she has nails and eyelashes. But
And
like
she
most
wears
of her
like a
outfits
heavy
weren't femme.
beat sometimes, and like her
Not
like
that
rave
heavy. She
outfits,
it's the
like
eyelashes that make you think it's a heavy beat.
it's like her presentation also like on social media and stuff.
I guess I just like didn't, maybe I identified her with her more than like anything, because I was like, she isn't mask or femme. And I'm
I
like,
did see
but
that she like
I don't
had days where
know.
she was like more like in between for sure. Like I'm not saying she's like the most femme, but I definitely saw like I was like, oh, I like that she's like not wearing makeup, wearing a hat, like just kind of casual
Yeah.
today. So do you feel like out of all of them you identified with her the most like personality-wise or anything, or is there someone else?
I don't know that I identified with anybody personality-wise, but I identified just with her like in a presentation sense of like not really fitting in a box. And I also thought she was hot. Like I was definitely like, as they say, she is fit. And with the fire breathing, I was like, oh, okay. Now I liked Amy a lot. And like as the show went on, I was like, Amy is that bitch, but I'm not attracted to her.
Amy
And
is
so when
a
everybody, she it no, she was
is.
funny. She was
She is.
fun. Like
I love a
I would
redhead.
have wanted her to be my best friend for sure. Yeah.
I immediately loved Amy, and I feel like I relate to her a lot. Like I feel like she's like silly and like put on like a wig and did a little bit, like and
Yep.
her like boot thing. Like I feel like I would like go in, and she was a little more out there than I am, but I think I related to her a lot, and I related to like Priya with like all of her astrology stuff. I was surprised there weren't any more like astrology gays, but I felt like I was like super attracted to like Amy and Priya and of course Kara at first, and Beth was cute, and Thea was the one who, when I told you to watch this, I was like, she looks like a mermaid, like hello,
Oh,
she
yeah, she
was
does.
gorgeous. Jay Wow, my partner, was into Fiorenza at first, and I'm a jealous little jokester, so every time she came on I was like, oh, there's your girlfriend, you love her.
Oh my God, that's so funny. See, okay, when they, like I said, when she first came on, I was like, oh, this person is so like cringe. But then at the episode end of episode one, I think it was like her and Meg was kind of like, what? And Fiorenz was like, you know what? And I was like, ah,
That
wait, I think
no,
I like you too.
I was like, I don't think I like this, but I feel like,
Fiorenza though, I
oh,
feel
go
like
ahead.
Fiorenza, I was like I said, by the end of episode one, I was like, I'm definitely into Fiorenza. But then even like by episode four, I was kind of like, is Fiorenza a fuckboy or someone who just like always wants what they can't have? Because it felt like they'd get in a couple and then now that they had it, they wanted something else. And like, it just like kind of kept going. But I don't, I did kind of wish that we got like longer, like Love Island format, because some of the couples like that gravitated towards each other right away, I feel like it just was kind of like smooth sailing for the most of the time. Like, I did really like Karen Georgia, but I also feel like the only reason they had any problems at all was just because I feel like they were cooped up and had a little bit of anxiety, and it was like really minor. I don't feel like they like really had issues.
Yeah. And I feel like all the issues came out at the reunion, which, by the way, I felt like JWoww, she's like, if Georgia and Kara, JWoww is in My Girlfriend, not the actual JWoww. She's like, if Georgia and Kara had a baby, like, I was like, that would be you. you're them.
Really? I don't know if I agree.
Like, not looks, but like kind of personality. I don't know how to I don't know what exactly I said that made me think, or what they said that made me think that, but I was like, I see that for you. But also, I didn't love Leisha and Abby because they reminded me of my ex and the girl that she cheated on me with. But like, they're like still together. I looked on their Instagram.
I didn't hate them. I felt like they just had like some weird miscommunication, or like weren't handling their like quote unquote tests, as like they would say on the Love Island world, like very well. And so like, I think it made sense when they got like kicked off in a way, but I almost feel like that worked better for them because then they got to just like go be a couple. Like, that could be why they're like still together. So I said this before, I was like surprised that more people didn't go for Amy because I felt like she had like a really big personality and like, I don't know. I guess like I expected some like quiet mask to come and swoop her up. I don't know. But then she wanted Femme. So I don't even really know. But when Fiorenza was like, I'm considering Amy, I was so thrown off by that.
Really?
And I guess like other people like saw it more than I did, but I didn't really like get it. But then when it was up against like, is Amy going to pick Fiorenza or Hannah? I was actually voting for Fiorenza mostly because I was like, I don't really like Hannah that much. And I don't want Fiorenza to get kicked off the show. So I was kind of bummed.
Yeah, it did seem like they had a connection, but also who knows if they would have coupled up and Fiorenza would be immediately like, okay, I'm over it. I just feel like
Maybe, but like Hannah was like, okay, I'm over it. So like,
yeah, but like Fiorenza already rejected Amy, so maybe Amy was like, you know, I can't get like mugged off twice by this person.
That's true.
Because they already up, like, we're gonna couple up with them, and then we're like, actually, I want to get to know this person. So maybe it was like they didn't want to have their egos crushed anymore.
I just like really wasn't a fan of Hannah's, and like, I don't know what it is exactly. I get the sense that like she doesn't really know who she is, and the way that she was faking her way through it just kind of bugged me.
Yeah,
and so I feel like maybe there's like redemption there eventually, but I just was like, I'm not into like who you are in this moment.
Yeah, I don't know if she had like the reality TV personality and like maybe we just felt like uncomfortable, like, and so then was just like kind of like off, like, I don't know. But I was stalking her Instagram and she's dyed her hair brown more recently and it looks so good. I don't know why she didn't do that before. Like, it looks so cute. So Hannah, if you're listening to this, I love your brown hair.
Sorry, hair. Hannah.
It's not even dark, but just so in case
okay, the ending couples at like not at the reunion, but just like at the ending, like when they who's gonna turn, who didn't, how Georgia and Kara and then Nay and Priya were the only ones who turned, like none of that really surprised me. But I was surprised that none of them were together in the reunion. So Georgia and Kara, I feel like we didn't really get the tea there.
No.
And like, I don't know if that was by design on their part, but like, I wanted it, especially because like, they didn't really have much problems. And then they were just like, oh, our communication. But I was like, I don't think y'all had bad communication.
Yeah.
So I didn't really, I don't know. I didn't really get, I really am curious why it didn't work out.
I think they just weren't like giving much drama. So they like didn't focus on them as much. And like we would see them being like a little like lovey dovey in the back. But I don't think we were like, I don't know. Maybe they weren't giving what they needed to be giving in that moment. Like, Amy came and she gave. Like, she dressed up as Jennifer Coolidge. She had her fucking little boots on. She knew. She's like, I'm going to get this boot sponsorship. Someone's going to send me boots after this, and I'm going to post about it online. Like, she's a social media manager, I guess. I was, like, looking at this article about them all before we started recording. And so I feel like she, like, came in with a plan. And I feel like maybe they came in, like, more genuinely for, like, love, and we're just getting to know each other, and it just, like, wasn't that entertaining.
Okay. Well, I still want to know why they didn't work out, I guess. Like...
Yeah,
even if they weren't awful. That entertained, like, I was entertained by them, so I just wanted to know what happened.
It sounds like it was like Georgia just like prioritizes soccer, and I don't know that like anything can come between her and soccer, and maybe that it's just like not doable to be in a relationship and like not be able to dedicate any time to your partner. Like, I don't know how much time she dedicated to her partner versus soccer, but it sounded like that was like a recurring theme for her.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, she did make that joke like, oh, soccer always comes first or something. Mm-hmm.
And then I think her family said something about like soccer being her priority. So I'm sorry, football being her priority.
Yeah. Right. Well, also like your body's not going to let you play football forever. So I don't know. It's just,
right.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Now Priya and Nay, holy fuck, was that tea piping?
That like... I feel like we would have maybe gotten like a little bit more of like, we didn't know anything about the backstory or like, I think
didn't well, we did Priya kind of
broke off an engagement. Yeah. Like she like briefly said it, but like, I feel like if we had,
I'm going to argue against you. That wasn't briefly said because they were like talking about like, what's the, like, it, that was a plot, like kind was of a
it?
Plot I don't line
remember it.
In the show, in the beginning of the show, like before, like they all like hardly knew each other at all. And they showed this in like the recap, mm-hmm. how Priya was like, oh, I was engaged to somebody after 2 months and then we just broke it off. And there's Georgia going, that's so gay. That's so gay. Oh. And they used that clip. And then they asked her, they were like, surely that was, you were like young, right? Like how old were you? And she was like, no, it was earlier this year.
Yeah.
And they were like, you were engaged earlier this year. And she was like, yeah. And then it goes to Nay in the confessional being like, that was kind of a red flag, but like whatever.
And okay, to be fair, I was drinking while watching this, so I may have missed that part.
Well, I just thought that was a really big red flag. Like, engagements that didn't work out. Right. Engagements that didn't work out aren't necessarily a red flag to me, but they are when you rushed into that engagement.
Like, and, like, rushed out.
Right. Well, that just gives me somebody who's not, like, making long-term decisions. And, like, mm-hmm. I don't want to make decisions with somebody who's not thinking like that. And so for me, that would totally be a red flag. And I don't think they took that seriously enough. But when Priya was mad at Nay for like exposing it, I was like, you do not get to be mad here. It's like Nay was just because it wasn't even like she said anything that wasn't true. Like she wasn't like, mm-hmm. Priya's a bitch.
She stated facts.
She just said what happened. And she said fact. She went off the show, went back to her fiance, and now they're married. Mm-hmm. And then she was like, well, now that you did all of that. And I was like, what do you mean did all that? That's what happened. Because then when it went to you, that's what you mm-hmm. said. And she admitted that they were like kind of okay again before she went on the show. So like you went on the show knowing you had a plan B, mm-hmm. not even a plan B, but like two plans.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. When this all came out during the reunion, I was like, I wish I could have been in that group chat when they found out.
Right.
Can you imagine all of them being like, she's married now? That would be so wild. I'm so sad that I didn't get to.
But some of them like gasped in a way that felt like they didn't know. So I don't know. Like, did
maybe
they
some
all
of
know?
Them did.
I mean,
yeah. Or like maybe they didn't expect
I don't know.
Her to say it. Like, expose
also
it.
The fact that she said she's marrying an American in the military. Of course, you're getting.
Oh, I missed the military thing. I missed the military.
Oh, yeah. She said, I'm married to an American. She's in the military. And I went, of course she is.
Yeah,
that's why they're proposing after 2 months to you. Yeah. Of course. Yeah, because the military fucking pays you to be married. I don't like mm-hmm. literally pays people mm-hmm. more money to be married. And so, military marriages, I'm so sorry. This is like, not like
no totally I totally agree though.
I don't take them seriously. Yeah, because I've like see every military person I know divorced because they only got married because they were going to make more money. Mm-hmm. And you shouldn't have a wife to get more money. What mm-hmm. is this, the 1800s? Does she come with a fucking pig and a farm too? Like, what the hell? Does she have livestock in this trade-off? It just, no, it heats me, right? Because it's so right. barbaric. Yeah. Like,
why am I not going to get paid more if I get a wife? Why just they do?
Well, the military's like thing is like, well, you have a family support. And I'm like, so you're just saying that this person who's the support spouse me. Should not be working?
Yeah. I don't
and
know.
Like yeah.
And then that's why I feel like so many like military wives go into like MLMs and pyramid schemes. And yeah, it's a whole thing. That could be a whole episode in itself.
Or they just like make their personality the fact that they're partners in the military, which that's what Priya is about to do. She's already doing it, being like, they're in the military. I'm a military wife now. I was like, oh God. I will say I actually wasn't a big fan of Priya for most of the show, and I couldn't figure out why until the one challenge where they went behind the closed doors and she came out being like kind of teasing Nay, which like is fine. I'm not like, if you want to banter like that, like that's not the problem. But then in the confessional, she said, treat them mean, keep them keen. And I
did
vomited.
I hated that.
No, that is some ugly, toxic kind of mentality that I was like, if I ever heard my partner talking like,
what are you negging her?
It's gross. It's mean. I don't get it.
I also, just since we're talking about them already, did you notice the racial divide, the racial segregation of the show? Like, I noticed when they were all kind of like ganging up on Priya and Nay, they were the only people of color, and it was like all of like the white people were all like, why were you talking about that? And it kind of seems like everyone was talking about everyone, and maybe Priya was doing it a little bit more, a little bit harsher. But I was like, I don't like this dynamic right now where like the black person and the Indian person are like in a corner, and everyone's like, why would you do that? You need to answer for yourself. Like, I was like, this racial segregation. Like, I don't think it was like conscious, but I was like, when they had to sleep in different rooms, I was like, I feel bad for like Nay right now, like being like in this room with all these like white girls who like probably don't like her, and or like being fake with her, you know what I mean? Like, I was just like,
I didn't see it as like a race thing until you just said it, just because like, I don't know, I didn't like scan it for that for some reason. But I'll say this, I didn't really like Eva that much at all. I felt like she was really immature, and she looked like she was 15, and I think she acted like she was 15, and I couldn't believe that Meg liked her so much. I was like, you don't even look like you're in the same, like you would have the same age ranges to match on Tinder the way that you two look.
Yeah.
Like, Meg looks 27 and Eva legitimately does not look a day older than 18 to me. Yeah. Like, well, my biggest problem with that whole drama, and somebody did bring it up, was that she was like, I don't like that you guys are talking behind the back. It's going to cause drama, so I'm just going to stay out of it. But then she's the one who caused the drama by bringing it up. And I don't mind. I actually
say something.
Right. Well, I respected the mentality of like, I'm just going to stay out of it. But then you didn't. And so
you're not staying out of it.
Right. And like, that's what really threw me off, because if I was in there and someone was talking shit, I probably would be like, yeah, I don't want to be involved in that conversation. Mm-hmm. You can take that elsewhere. But I'm not going to then in a group setting like, let's actually have a big group discussion and air this out. If I'm so not about the drama.
Right. So you're like creating the drama.
Most people who say that they're not about drama are about drama. Yeah, that's
the most about drama.
Yeah, because I love drama when I'm not in it. I love it. I don't
want to be in it. I want to watch from afar.
Fully, but I'm not going to sit here and be like, I hate drama. No, I love it. I just don't want to be in it. But I love it. I want to know what's going on. I want to know all the details. And I want it to be juicy. You know that like sound like,
yeah.
I want to sit down with a fat margarita and I want it to be so cold and I want somebody to tell me a piece of gossip.
Never.
So juicy.
I've never heard that, but I relate. Scheming. I feel like every time we talk, like not every time, but like I love when we have like some juicy goss to say on the pod. We should have people send in their like gay, like local gay gossip.
The juiciest goss.
Yeah.
So I mentioned that one challenge where the challenge was like pick somebody who's not your partner. You have to go behind these closed doors and there's five different things you can do and you have to do one of them for 30 seconds. That was an incredible challenge. Imagine the chaos that challenge would create on actual Love Island. Oh,
I can't.
My God, I fucking wish that would be incredible.
Too Hot to Handle. I'm watching Too Hot to Handle right now. And like, if they got like a green light to go do whatever back there, why?
Okay. Well, you think they just go like, fuck out real quick? That's so funny. Oh my God, that's so funny.
It would be so funny. Like, they'd be like back there going hard, and everyone would just be like, is it over?
Well, because they have like, on Love Island, they'll have challenge where it's like, snog someone who's not your partner.
Oh, yeah.
And you have to, I mean, you can cop out. Like, you could do like your friend. Or like, you could like kiss, you could like somebody and they're not going to be like, no, you go back and put your tongue in their mouth or something.
Yeah.
But like, take someone who's not your partner behind a closed door where their partner can't watch. No, shut the fuck up. I wish Love Island would do it. That would be scalding hot. And then they come out and they lie about it. They're and then on movie night, they show what actually happened.
Okay.
Stop. Yeah, I love it.
See, that's why
that.
We need a full season of Gay Love Island so they can do that shit. And yeah.
I also liked the star sign dinner. Like, I thought that was kind of cute. Yeah, I know they wouldn't do that on like actual, like other dating shows, but I think that was a cute concept. I think that would be a cool concept for a dating show too. Like, where your initial setup is like who you're most compatible with. Like,
there is a show
from
like
the stars, and then you like go from there.
There's a show like that, I think, on Amazon Prime, but it wasn't good.
I
didn't like it.
It's good. It's a good concept in theory.
Yeah, it's a good concept for sure. But then, like, the way they did it, it was kind of like a mixed. It was like more like, "Are you the one?" And it was just like too, like too
oh,
much.
Okay. Yeah. So you like find the person whose chart you matched with the best.
I think so. It was like something. I don't know. They talk.
I think
too
you
much.
Should start with that person, like right. The way that like they match chart. People up with their type, right?
Yeah,
I think it would be because then it's a question of like, does it matter that your chart is perfect? Do you actually want to stay with this person or are you attracted to others? Like, I don't know. I think that would be a cool concept.
Yeah, I think so too.
Well, whatever.
Yeah. And my one complaint with that challenge was I wish they had like showed us everybody's signs. Like, they were just like, I'm compatible with this person. They like said some of the signs, but they didn't say everyone's. And I was like, I want to know the tea.
It was
you not
real
putting,
quick
like,
when
a
they
little
did.
Label?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I wish they had done that. Yeah, and my biggest complaint is that it wasn't longer, but like the reunion, they brought it. Like, the reunion felt like a Bravo reunion to me. Like, that's what they're like.
Yeah, no, they did bring it at the reunion. It was I actually like start to finish, like, I feel very satisfied with it. And like, I mean, it felt very much though like on the ultimate, like when we watched the ultimatum and we finished the finale, it was like, oh my God, look at all these couples who were together. And then we watched the reunion and it was like, oh, none of them are together. And that's how it felt like for this. It was like, okay, well.
Yeah. And sometimes I wonder, congrats, like, if y'all. It was a longer show like Love Island. Like, I feel like they really form those bonds because they're spending so much time with each other. And then that's why like actual
more to
couples
risk
come
when
out
they get
of
out.
It. Yeah. And it's like more connection and more bonding and just like, you really like start to like love that person in there when you're in there for like a few months versus a week, 10 days. It's like, okay, I liked this person, but we're not going to stay together forever.
That's just like a vacation fling. That's not like something you can build on necessarily. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I wish we had access to it in the US because I hate that like my watch for it didn't count towards like views. And like, yeah, you need like a VPN or you need like to find a website that has a million pop-ups if you're not in the UK. And it just sucks because like I want access to this kind of television. It was great. I wish we would do something like it. But like, it sucks that my views didn't count towards like the overall viewership, because think about how many people probably did watch it that way and like how many more like views and rate, like all the things that they would have that would get more shows like that on the air. Like, it sucks that we have to like go around it to access it. Yeah.
Well, since I watched with a VPN, I'm gonna hope that my stream did go towards it. I'm gonna watch it with my girlfriend, so that'll count me and you as one each in my second time stream. That's funny. Okay, my question for you then to end on, when they had the queer icon party, who would you have gone dressed as to this queer icon party?
That's a really good question. Also, wait, before I answer that, I have to say, I wish that when they brought like the new girls into the house, they had been in their queer icon outfits. Like, I get that, like, you know, you want to see, like, how hot they are or whatever. But, like, I would love to see what they came in as, you know?
Yeah.
Let's see. That's hard. I feel like I want to say something, like, I don't know. Maybe, like, a housewife. Like, a really obvious one. I mean, not... Okay, does it have to be a queer person? I, like, Jennifer Coolidge isn't queer, but she's, like, a queer icon. So, like, does it have to be a queer person?
I think it should be. I feel like Jennifer Coolidge was a little bit of like an exception because it was like funny.
It was like a funny little throwaway one. Because if it doesn't have to be like a queer, I was going to say like the green M&M or some shit, but I would want to do something like cuter.
Okay, that's funny.
But I don't know. I don't know who I would do. Who would you do while I think?
Well, so I thought that Sappho was a fantastic idea, but Georgia did do that, I think. That one, I thought that was really
fucking
clever.
No, it was Kara who did
that. Oh, Kara who did that,
Georgia was just herself.
I meant Kara. I just, like, forgot who was who in their relationship. Like, I just knew them as Kara and Georgia. I think, so if I was, if it was just queer icon and it wasn't like lesbian or like queer woman or like, you know, sapphic icon, if it was just queer icon, I did go as Freddie Mercury for Halloween and I loved that outfit and I would be down to do it again, or David from Schitt's Creek. But if I had to do a woman or a sapphic person, if I could find the right outfit, Maureen from Rent.
Oh, that would be perfect. If I were in that house with you, I would be Joanne with you and we could sing for that.
You look like Joanne a little, not like actually, but like really, if but you like were gonna like character rise. Right. Yeah. You've got like the curly hair for it.
I was gonna say Bette Porter because your girlfriend said I look like her before, but like what? I'm wearing like a purple
No, that actually, no, Cheyenne, that would slay. That would slay so hard. You'd have to like kind of straighten your hair, try and do like a little bit of like the straight press. And then you'd have to wear a pantsuit and hold, and like, but like show a lot of cleavage like and then like hold a notebook and then make out with everybody like where you're not like at work.
Do you think I look like that person slays. Or is it just photo? Just curious.
I don't know that like you look like exactly like her, but like if we like, had to
we
pick,
both have like
a celebrity look alike, I think it fits. Yeah. Like I wouldn't say twins, but like it's like same font, you know, I can see.
Yeah.
I can see it. But your hair is definitely a lot like she doesn't really wear her hair curly. And so I think that's where it's like only in certain pictures, depending on like how long your hair was at that time and stuff.
Yeah. And I also
but
think
I can
like,
see
younger,
it.
Younger Jennifer Beals is like she would have like the 80s curly hair. So I see it, but so maybe
so
her.
Funny.
I feel like that would be a fun one.
No, I love that answer for you. Bet would be fucking that's like right on the money. I love that answer. Good.
Thank you.
Wish I was like hot enough to pull off like one of the L word characters, but I feel like the only one I could maybe do is Alice, and she's like not like a sexy one, so I wouldn't want to do
Alice. Love Alice though.
Oh, I love Alice too, but like it'd be so different than like walking in as Shane. Come
you
on,
could do, like,
I'd
Kim
fuck
Possible.
Everybody.
You could easily do
she's
Kim
a queer
Possible.
Icon.
I mean, she's hot.
That's just Halloween,
Her and
Cheyenne.
She
this is just Halloween
hot.
Now.
You could do Velma.
I have done Velma for Halloween.
You could do Velma.
No,
she's
I like
her.
Maureen better as my pick because she was like a queer awakening for me in a way. So that's like fun.
Fair. You could do the fiery depths of hell because of your hair and your color palette. You know,
that's pulling a lot of religious trauma when I'm just trying to go to a party.
Okay, I'm sorry. It's a concept. I like that question though. Thank you for asking. So I think with that we're all done. All right. Well, hopefully you liked this episode. We hope you liked it enough to go watch the show. It was great. Definitely recommend it. If you have any other recommendations for queer shows, specifically queer reality shows that you want us to watch, sapphic reality shows, we'd love to do that because obviously we love reality TV. And if you have any questions for us for future episodes, you can find us on social media at Sapphic Survival Guide, except for on X, which is just at Sapphic Survival. You can email us at sapphicsurvivalguide@gmail.com. You can find other episodes on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen to podcasts. And we have a Patreon as well. It's patreon.com/sapphicsurvivalguide. And you can find me, Cheyenne, at Hot Nespian on pretty much any social media platform.
And you can find me anywhere online at The Leigh Regina, including my website, theleighregina.com. And you can listen to Hello for your Jersey Shore recaps wherever you listen to podcasts. And with that, class is now dismissed.